You know, it seems that there are just too many companies caving in to the demands of Islam. I'm Dr. Fred, and you're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hello, you're listening to Dr. Fred in another episode of Study, Grow, Know. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have been following along with us, we have been covering the subject of Chrislam, and we're going to continue to do that today. You know, when it came to my attention a few days before Thanksgiving a number of years ago that Butterball was now offering halal-compliant turkeys, you know, I have to admit, I became frustrated and angry. Now, for those who don't know, meat that passes the halal test means that Muslims can eat it because it was ceremonially killed in such a way that it's in keeping with Islamic rituals. And it was also done while praying over it and or calling out the name of Allah. Now, this may not seem to be necessarily bad, because after all, don't Jews eat products that are kosher? Yes, they do, but there's a huge difference. While kosher foods are blessed by a rabbi, the food that is blessed and ultimately becomes kosher is never mixed with the food that is not kosher. So if I go to the store and decide to buy pickles or butter or something else that is kosher, I know that it's been prayed over by a rabbi. I also know that this particular product was never mixed with the same product of a non-kosher nature. And then, of course, the other thing is, I have options of whether or not I want to buy that kosher pickle or not. Butterball turkeys have been a favorite in our household for decades. It's just what we ate. And after I married, I tried to keep that tradition alive and well. I think that butterball turkeys are wonderful. They taste good. They're just great. What can you say about them? But now, the folks at Butterball have decided that it is far better for them to cater to Muslims, making their turkeys, all of them, that they produce, fully halal compliant. In other words, they didn't take a group of turkeys or a portion of all the turkeys they sell and say, we're going to make this percentage of them halal. They basically turned all of their turkeys into halal-compliant turkeys. Now, when it first came to my attention, I was concerned that it was some stupid hoax, you know, out there mainly to hurt the sales of the Butterball Company. So initially, I ignored it. However, I then began reading about it and hearing about it from a number of sources, so I began to take it seriously. And finally, I decided to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So I put in a call to Butterball corporate offices to hear for myself whether it was true or not. The woman I spoke with in customer service was very nice. I explained my concern and asked whether or not she could verify if all Butterball turkeys were in fact halal compliant. She confirmed that the turkeys now sold by Butterball were in fact halal compliant. She also offered that they had been receiving phone calls nonstop all day. That's her quote, nonstop all day about the issue. I was glad to hear it. I explained to her how Islam works. They use every method at their disposal to encroach upon society. It doesn't matter if they're dealing with schools, political office, grocery stores, or anything else. Because of the nature of Islam, Muslims go through life asking for and expecting, demanding special privileges. These requests, well, they may seem reasonable to most people, so they extend the privilege to them. But what people fail to realize about Islam is that the catering to Islam never stops. Muslims know this and they take advantage of it. It's called Dabiha, Dhabihah. And that's the process for making foods halal compliant. And what this means is that there is a special ceremonial process that the turkeys, in this case, go through at the time of slaughter. Included is this ceremony is the calling out of Allah's name while the animal is being slaughtered. If this part does not happen, Muslims are not supposed to eat from the meat that the slaughtered animal represents. And also, I'd like to point out that the halal process, or the dabiha process of making foods halal compliant, includes a different type of slaughtering that's almost barbaric. It's a slow process where the animal bleeds out slowly and painfully. It's not done as quickly as possible. So here's what we have. Butterball is now catering to Islam so that the Muslims can now eat their turkeys during Thanksgiving, a time when Muslims couldn't care less about the meaning and history of Thanksgiving here in America, though they benefit greatly from our nation, as do most people. This means that because I have been made aware of this process, I'm not going to eat the turkeys. Turkeys that I have been eating for years. Here's a quote for you. You may appreciate. Quote, all Muslim scholars hold that mentioning God Almighty name at the time of the slaughter is a must. They differed as to whether or not forgetting to do so or leaving it off intentionally at the time of the slaughter rendered the sacrifice void and thus the meat forbidden for consumption. They also agreed that if other than God's name is mentioned, then this would be forbidden due to the verse, quote, eat not of that meat on which Allah's name has not been pronounced. And that is from Al-Anam 6:121, unquote. But the quote continues. And this, by the way, is the process of Dabiha. So they're explaining it in more detail here. Quote, forbidden for you are carrion and blood and flesh of swine and that which has been slaughtered while proclaiming the name of any other god and one killed by strangling and one killed with blunt weapons and one which died by falling and that which was gored by the horns of some animal and one eaten by a wild beast, except those whom you slaughter and that which is slaughtered at the altar and that which is distributed by the throwing of arrows for an omen. This is an act of sin, unquote. And that's from Al-Ma'idah 5:3. These are commentators. These are Islamic imams commenting on the various aspects of the Quran and the traditional beliefs surrounding it. So basically the turkeys that we as a family have eaten for years during our Thanksgiving feasts are now off limits because the birds are now being dedicated to a false god, which is really no god at all. Paul tells Christians that it's fine to eat meat that has been sacrificed to idols if we're not aware of it. But he also makes it clear that if we know the food has been sacrificed to idols, we're to avoid eating it for the sake of others who are weaker. 1 Corinthians 8. What it boils down to is this. This continual catering to Islam has got to stop. While Butterball and other corporations are busy catering to Islam, they're forcing me and many others to go somewhere else for their turkeys. This makes no sense at all, and is certainly not good business sense. I do not like to knowingly eat meat sacrificed to idols, and I will not do it. Now, is it going to affect me negatively? No. Paul provides the reason that we shouldn't eat meat that has knowingly been offered to idols because of the weakness of our brother, possibly, because of the testimony it gives. And what really angers me is when Christians come up to the fore and they say, look, these idols, these whatever they are, can't harm me. Well, okay, they can't. I agree with you. But there is a testimony involved here. Jews now, who are Orthodox, cannot eat butterball turkeys because of the halal process that the turkeys have been through. So I guess, if nothing else, consider me in solidarity with my Jewish brothers and sisters who can't eat butterball turkeys because they've been sacrificed to a false god. That's the reason. Allah, in my mind, is simply the front identity of Satan. That's the whole situation, and it's ultimately ridiculous. Part of the problem is also seen in how people respond to protests by Christians regarding the halal compliant turkeys. You know, it's funny, on their social page, Butterballs, on Facebook, shortly after this happened, there were complaints after complaints after complaints posted by people who were upset, and rightly so in my opinion, that a food company would simply alter its product preparation procedures to suit one special group. And as I said, if they had done only a certain percentage of turkeys, they could have still sold the rest of them as non-halal compliant. And they could have made, I would think, Muslims happy by offering them products that were halal compliant, but by leaving the rest of them the way they were so that the rest of us, including Orthodox Jews, could enjoy them. Among the many complaints were posts directed toward Christians, though, who were seen quickly as hate-mongering bigots. The point of the situation is completely lost on people like this. One woman posted that she was so happy that Butterball was now offering turkeys for all faiths. Well, I wasted no time in pointing out to her that she was being inaccurate. In effect, Butterball was now mainly offering their turkeys to Muslims. Orthodox Jews were no longer able to eat them, as well as other groups. I also made it clear that eating a Butterball halal compliant turkey did not make me a Muslim, as one woman opined. The reality, though, is now I know the turkeys coming from Butterball plants have been dedicated to a false idol slash god. Then to eat them would present a moral dilemma for the unsaved who might see me eating a turkey that's been dedicated to an idol. That's the point of Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians 8. Christians should abstain from eating meat sacrificed to idols so that the unsaved or weaker brother does not stumble. Yet there are those who also posted on the Butterball social network page who quoted Jesus when he spoke of what goes into a person does not make them unclean. They also pointed to the situation in Acts where Peter is told to eat of any animal on the sheet that came down from heaven. While both of those incidents, by the way, are absolutely true, the reality is that love should always be the motivating factor. And while it's fine for me to eat anything, love should constrain me if it will cause me to stumble or cause someone else who sees me to stumble. It's really that simple. And by the way, when the sheet came down in the book of Acts for Peter, he was told to eat of any animal. But what did he do? Did that translate to actually eating in real life? No, it was opening the door to the Gentiles who were soon to come to him with a request. And prior to that vision, he would not have thought that he could have even dealt with Gentiles, mixed with them, but God was saying something else. So the purpose of the vision was not to tell Peter that he could eat anything he wanted. It was to tell Peter that God was sending Gentiles to him and he should open the door, welcome them in, and try to meet their needs. Here's another quote. To be halal certified, the animal must be facing Mecca, have its throat cut while still alive, and then ritually sacrificed by a Muslim who recites a prayer dedicating the slaughter to Allah. Fees must be paid to one of the certifying organizations for his service. Islamic certifying organizations benefit financially from providing this service. They receive a constant stream of funds to support Islamic projects which contribute to the advancement of Sharia, which is Islamic law, here and around the world. So now, Butterball, by caving in to Muslims and Islam, is now actually winding up paying them when that money gets used for nefarious purposes. It's amazing. And people don't even think about this. Oh, let's just all get along and coexist. It doesn't happen like that. It just doesn't happen like that. Well, that is our show for today. And we're going to continue, of course, on this. We've got a number of episodes to go before we're done with this series and we move on. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate the fact that you tune in and spread the word. In the meantime, until we meet again, may God open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.